inflation reading due soon. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Commerce Department will report in the morning the Consumer Price Index for August. Analysts are predicting an 8.1% increase over August of last year. If those predictions hold, it will be the second straight month of slowing price increases. President Biden in Boston Monday claiming an economic resurgence.
Jobs and incomes are up. People are back to work. And that progress has continued in recent months, even as economies around the world have faced challenges.
But a new Gallup poll finds many Americans aren't feeling it yet.
More than half of respondents say the inflation problems in this country are causing financial hardship for their households. 24%, in fact, say they're only buying essentials. 17% say they've canceled a vacation because of the inflation problem. And another 17% say they're actually driving less.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The Justice Department and former President Trump's legal team have agreed on one of the four people nominated to be the special master to oversee the evidence seized in the FBI's raid on the former president's home. The federal judge who ordered the appointment of a special master has the final say. Throughout the night, mourners in Edinburgh, Scotland have filed past Queen Elizabeth's coffin as it lay in St. Giles Cathedral. On Tuesday, the Queen's body will be transported to London. Public viewing will begin on Thursday. Some people have already queued up at Westminster Hall.
I wanted to come here to get a good spot to pay my respects to Her Majesty the Queen. And you have got to be here early.
The Queen's funeral will be held on Monday. The public school district in Seattle reporting it's reached a tentative agreement with its striking teachers union. No terms announced yet, but better pay and classroom support were two of the bigger issues. They plan to announce on Tuesday when Seattle Public Schools will reopen for the year. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Biden administration urgently working to avoid a nationwide rail strike.
Four unions covering railroad workers say a deal proposed by a presidential emergency board is better than what they've seen before, but doesn't go far enough. That deal would mean a 24% cumulative raise in bonuses over 5 years. If there's no agreement, federal law says Congress can block or delay a strike. Lawmakers could vote to enact the deal from the board or bring in arbitration. If workers do strike and shut down the country's rail system, it could cost the American economy up to $2 billion a day. Amtrak and Norfolk Southern have already announced some service cuts. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Thousands of nurses in Minnesota have launched a three-day strike, pressing for salary increases, which they say will help improve patient care by resolving understaffing stresses that have worsened during the coronavirus pandemic. Some 15,000 nurses at seven healthcare systems in Minneapolis and Duluth walked out, a number their union says makes it the largest strike ever by private sector nurses. The National Transportation Safety Board says they've located the wreckage of a seaplane that crashed into Puget Sound more than a week ago, killing 10 people. It's in nearly 200 feet of water.
Crews say to get down to the depths of where the plane wreckage sits on the seafloor, a remotely operated vehicle is needed. Investigators are now reaching out to federal agencies and even companies to find one that can deal with the conditions needed. Officials tell me pulling that wreckage from the sea will provide massive steps forward in this investigation. NTSB officials have not released any timeline for when they can recover that wreckage.
That's reporter A.J. Javidal of Fox 13 in Seattle. Monday Night Football, Denver fumbled twice at the one-yard line in the second half, and the Seahawks beat the Broncos 17-16, spoiling Russell Wilson's return to Seattle. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.